Welcome back to the Power Hour. Great interview with Daniel Estlin. If you're just now joining us, you can check that out at thepowerhour.com. It'll be up on our YouTube channel also, Catherine. Give her a day or so, it'll be up there. And you can check that out as well. Just very thought, always thought provoking. Uncle Kevin's joining us. You want to come in? Your initial thoughts of the interview with him?
How long has he had his finger in the electric socket?
Boy, he is wound
Man,
up and
is
ready
he
to
wound
go.
Tight.
And, boy, his ability to tell, you know, he's not reading a script.
No, off the top of his head.
It's just unbelievable.
It's unbelievable how he breaks it down.
We're going to talk about the news. Is there anything, before we get going on the news, is there anything you want on your mind or what's the biggest thing on your mind?
Epstein and a whole bunch of things.
Well, let's get to the news. I'm sure we'll get to some of these things. Hong Kong activist leader, we talked about this with Daniel, calls for a run on the bank. This is very interesting. Chen Haoxin asked citizens to withdraw cash deposits to target Chinese banks.
Yep.
Your thoughts on this?
Oh, I think they should do it. Yeah, absolutely. If they don't take out their money, they're going to steal it. They're going to take it.
Well, do you think this is kind of the question to pose to Daniel? What percentage is this is an organic demonstration, organic conflict, or instigated by American deep state interests, or maybe supporting it, or maybe it is organic in the beginning?
I think it's organic, be honest with you.
You think it's 100%? I don't think it's 100% organic.
Not 100. Of course,
I don't know what the percentage is.
Of course, they got money supporting them to do it. Of course, they got it.
Why would the intelligence community, because of all they don't want to give up control of Hong Kong to China?
No, heck no.
Because of all the drugs,
the drugs,
money laundering,
prostitution, everything Daniel Estlin said.
That's kind of what I see.
Big time. Plus all the businesses there. There's big money in Hong Kong.
Yeah, not just illicit business.
Right.
There's just big businesses
in
Hong Kong.
And they
don't
want to give it up. They don't want China to take it.
If you're in Hong Kong right now, you're not. I wouldn't be in Hong Kong right now. I mean, I'm gone.
I take my money and skedaddle.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
How do you think this is going to play out? Do you have any sense of this?
I don't think China's going to stop. They're just going to do it and take it over eventually.
Well, nobody's going to stop. Who's going to stop?
Nobody's going to stop. America doesn't want to get involved. I know Trump.
It does make them look bad. It does make China look bad. Maybe that's what's giving them pause. It just makes them look tyrannical.
But there's trillions of dollars on the end of them looking bad.
Chinese press. This is what from Chinese press. This is what the head of this organization, or one of the leaders of this defiant organization, he called on Friday that Hong Kong citizens take out all bank deposits. The primary goal is Chinese banks, but he said other banks should also be targeted. Otherwise, Chinese banks can borrow money from other banks to solve problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Hong Kong has been rocked by weeks of violent protests. We know all that. This is something we have been talking about in America of the Federal Reserve for a long time. Hey, if you go take all your money, I don't know where you put it. I don't know what you do. I don't know how you function. But, hey, you start pulling big money out of banks.
Mm-hmm.
That puts a crimp in their ability to control
liquidity
this flow.
Tight already.
Very interesting.
Everywhere. All around the world.
With this story.
Tight.
Tens of thousands of Chinese troops mass inside sports stadiums near Hong Kong border. Is China about to launch basically an invasion of Hong Kong?
I think so. I think so, yeah.
Now,
I know a court has ruled.
The court ruled that they don't have jurisdiction.
Right. They
can't come on.
They can't come on the land. But when does that stop them?
This is fascinating.
It is.
Because this is emblematic of, I think, like Daniel said, look, young people, they're seeing this. They're not stupid. They're instinctually feeling, what is our future here? We have nothing to lose.
They come in, steal everything. What's their future? Gulag?
You can see this with ICE. You can see this with, obviously, a lot of the ICE protesters, the violence, certainly they're instigated in America. A lot of money behind.
Oh, lots of money. Yeah.
Behind this. Maybe the same thing here in Hong Kong. I don't know what the percentage is.
Big money's behind those kids. For sure.
Well, it's both. You have the organic part of people don't want to be controlled by China, and then you have the other part where illicit activities don't want to be controlled by China.
Yeah, exactly.
You got both of them.
So you got both sides.
Both sides.
Pumping money into them.
Right. Getting to a little bit of U.S. news. I mean, this is kind of old hat by now, but former FBI official turned MSNBC analyst Frank Figliuzzi, who sees Hitler in everything Trump does, stated on a live broadcast this week that Trump supporters are a lot like terrorists rallying around a figurehead.
Okay, what else is new?
All right, let's move on.
Yeah,
more than two-thirds of Americans don't believe Epstein died by suicide. I thought two-thirds, is that low?
I'm with him. I'm sort of like two-thirds. I don't believe. Yeah. I'm right in that area.
What are you talking? No, by suicide. You 100% believe he died by suicide.
Yeah, he didn't die by suicide. Right. No way.
Right. I'm about two-thirds that he was killed or two-thirds that he was taken out.
Right, yeah. I got
confused. He was pulled out of the jail cell. You know, we asked the question about infamous prisoners before. Mm-hmm. Remember, we talked about going back to the 30s. Dylan. It came to my mind last night while I was thinking. You know who the most infamous prisoner America's ever had?
Epstein.
Now, besides Epstein, the most infamous prisoner ever.
No, who?
Lee Harvey Oswald. Lee Harvey Oswald is the most infamous.
I can see it.
To me.
Yeah, I can see it.
What do they have in common?
He didn't do it.
Well, besides that. They're both killed in custody.
Oh, yeah.
Both killed in custody.
Yeah, that's what happened. That happens in banana republics.
Well, that's yeah. Here's a great article by Gateway Pundit. Here it is: complete list of inconsistencies. I'll just read over some of these. Some of these, of course, you probably know. Epstein said he was cooperating or considering.
I heard he was singing like a bird.
Cooperating in naming names in his international sex ring. Well, he must have said that somebody's got that information.
Yeah, somebody's got it.
He was found unconscious in his prison cell just 3 weeks earlier. I mean, this is beyond comical. Okay, whatever. I mean, if that's true, and to him not be under 24-hour surveillance, this whole thing is just ridiculous.
It's a joke.
2 days prior to his death, documents released for the first time implicated several top Democrats in his pedo sex ring. He was taken off suicide watch after a failed attempt just 2 weeks ago. Somebody fails to commit suicide, and 2 weeks later, you take them off suicide watch.
And did you see the picture of the cell? Have you seen the picture?
No,
it's so sterile. There's no way he could hang himself. The bed's so low, you can't
crunch your head.
Yeah, usually you find the kids, the people hung by the rungs on the bed. But the beds are so low to the ground, I don't know how you could do it.
And
he couldn't do it with the bedspreads because they're made out of paper.
They're the kinds where they just break.
They just break. So I don't see how any way he could have hung himself.
The cameras malfunctioned.
Oh, boy, isn't that special?
That's just a happy coincidence.
Yeah.
There is no video. Even Mexico had video of El Chapo.
They did. Yes, they did.
Later we hear the cameras show the guards did not do rounds. So which is it? This is a great article. It goes over these. So there were cameras that said the guards didn't do the rounds, but there was no camera. The camera that showed who went in and out of his cell. The prison guards had worked several extra shifts last week.
I don't believe that.
Well, who cares? Yeah, one prison guard on his floor was not even a certified guard.
Right. How'd he get in?
Do you think he was undercover deep state? Do you think he was a black op?
Yeah, if it happened that way, he was the muscle that broke the Epstein's neck.
The prison guards forgot, quote unquote, to check on Epstein. Yeah. Okay, only the most infamous, one of the top five most infamous prisoners we have seen in American history, or at least the last lifetime, just forgot. I mean, just
nonsense.
If I'm a guard, just out of curiosity, I mean, just out of pure curiosity, I would stroll down there and just see what we're looking at. There's no way.
No way. Somebody told them.
The prison guards slept through their shift.
Oh, God.
This goes on and on and on. The MCC, this unit where he was held, do you know how long it's been since the last successful suicide?
Probably never.
40 years.
Oh.
And even then, who knows what happened 40 years ago?
Yeah.
But 40 years, they're not even claiming. It's been 40 years since they even claimed to.
There's no way he killed himself.
There are reports of screaming the morning Epstein died. Epstein's former roommates facing mass murder charges. Epstein had dirt, blah, blah, blah. This goes into. But this is just some of the things. This is a massive story. You know, we discussed this yesterday.
We did.
But in context of this, for years, people who have been called tinfoil hat wearing lunatics about what's going on, that there's secret conspiracies, that there's different tentacles, that the deep state's involved, that there's some kind of overarching agenda, there's secrets, all this, right? For go back 5 years, even 10 years, 20 years, it's like, oh, what are you, a lunatic?
Yeah.
Okay. Who was right on all this? Who was right that Epstein, I mean, who was screaming on the microphone that about Epstein, something's going to happen, this is ridiculous the way they're taking care. We talked about this on the show.
We did.
That this is so crucial because it's alerting people like, oh my gosh, somebody killed them.
Yeah.
So then the question becomes, well, who killed them?
Right.
Oh, well, the prison guards are at a maximum security prison. How deep does this go? Do you see how crucial this is? How important this is, ladies and gentlemen?
It's really important.
The breaking paradigms?
Yeah. I mean, how powerful are these people? You know, they say, we want him dead. He's dead. And there's nothing you can do about it. How powerful are those people?
They only have as much power as we let them, we the people.
Yeah. Why isn't Trump on the blower? On TV saying, how can this happen?
That was about to be my next question to you, Trump watcher. Go ahead.
I am. Yeah. Why isn't he on there on TV just screaming? How in the world does this happen? If this happened the way if he's dead, did this happen? And I want answers, and I want answers now.
Well, then his next thing is nobody believes this was suicide. Obviously, who did this? Was the deep state involved? I know the same forces that have been stopping me from getting things done. Did they do this? Because they didn't want this. He should be asking this question.
He should be screaming it. Or does he know that he's alive?
Well, that's, I had that thought too.
Yeah, does he know he's alive? And another thing, who's his mistress?
Maxwell.
Ghislaine. Ghislaine Maxwell.
With a lot of Israeli connections, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
I haven't heard that she's dead yet. Have you? She knows everything he does.
Did you see the front of Drudge? There's a big picture from, I think, the Sun. Drudge, top news story.
Mm-hmm.
They got a picture of her in some burger joint in California. Like, we're trying to hide that, trying to just be inconspicuous.
Right, inconspicuous. Yeah, they know where she is. It's nonsense that they don't know where she is.
Oh, they don't know where Osama bin Laden is, Kev. They don't know where anybody is. Yeah.
So either they know where Epstein is and know where Maxwell is, or the deep state got him. One of the two.
Of course they know where Maxwell is.
And of course they do.
Of course they know where just about anybody is.
Everybody.
Between Google and surveillance and the NSA, William Binney will tell you that. I mean...
Yeah.
You got to work pretty darn hard not to be.
So, what do you say your percentage is that he's alive?
Well, my suicide percentage is 0.00001.
Yeah, there's zero way. Zero.
Yeah, I mean,
zero.
Statistically insignificant. It's zero. 0% of suicide.
Zero. Done.
I go back and forth between about 33% to about 75%, 70%. So, I think, and I've gone back and forth. I still don't know. And again, this is just my hunch.
Yeah.
It is completely plausible to me that somebody took him out, meaning took him out of the cell to either continue to get information or to protect him or to, put him on an island somewhere with plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Or it's completely plausible that somebody just killed him.
Yeah,
killed him.
Dead man don't tell.
I don't know. So it's somewhere. I don't know.
But I'm leaning towards somebody got him out the night before, and
That's was my initial thought. That was the first thing I thought for what it. So, right now I don't know. It's somewhere in that range, and it's hard for me to even. Mm-hmm. This is such a massive
story right in front of us.
I mean,
the biggest story in America. And then they take the biggest man and either kill him or disappear him.
What does it say about what's going on here? What kind of country are we running
here? Yeah, we're a banana republic. This happens in a banana republic. This is what happened to Chapo in Mexico.
In Mexico.
Yeah.
Great point.
He can never escape in Mexico. We got him. We got cameras on him at every angle. He can never escape.
At least their cameras work.
Yeah, 3 weeks later, he's gone.
He's in the jungle somewhere. At least their cameras work.
Yeah.
Red flag. This ought to make your watch run a little better. Of course, you know, initially Trump.
Okay.
No, I got another story about this red flag law.
Wait a minute. I'm just checking.
Red flag.
It's right on time.
Okay. We got a caller. Just hang tight there a second. Let's go over a couple of these stories and we'll get David. Comment. The story out of Activist Post. In a single tweet, Donald Trump unwittingly showed the U.S. how red flag laws will be abused. You know, you've heard this. You saw this with Cuomo.
Yep.
Why don't you give a background? What happened with Cuomo? He was in some restaurant or something. Give that background.
Yeah, somebody asked him I guess they were in the stairs. I think they were coming down the stairs or something like that. And a guy goes up to Cuomo and says, "Hey, Fredo, can I have catch a picture with you?" And he just freaked, you know, because Fredo is sort of an Italian slur.
And it is? I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. You know, he's the weak son of, you know, the Corleones or whatever.
Well, the traitor. Fredo is, not only that, but Fredo betrayed his family.
Yeah. So he took it as a big slur and ran his mouth and was going to throw the guy down the stairs and then said, I better not throw you down. He just tried to be a tough guy. It was all
Trump's,
it was just a bunch of nonsense.
So Trump's tweet is about this incident, and Cuomo was acting, you know, he kind of went off on the guy. So Trump's tweet was...
Yeah, over nonsense. Oh. Yeah, he was in front of his buddies, and I think he was trying to impress him.
Okay, so Trump was like, so now if this was red flag law, should we go take Cuomo's guns now? If this is the red flag law, that's what would happen.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is how stupid
exactly. He was threatening the guy.
Okay, so Trump is raising these questions and starting to put this out there, which is very good.
So you're coming around to the
Trumpster. I know. Look, when Trump does well, I am for Trump. When Trump does something stupid that I don't like,
I told you it was politics.
No, it's still wrong that he did that. You know why? And I said this to you yesterday. You know why? Because the thing that is holding this is there is a thin line that is holding this whole thing together, all these lies. And part of that thing is the acceptance of these quote unquote official story. It's just like Epstein. Why is it important that he comes out and question this? Because everybody and their brother knows. But if he doesn't come out and question it, it holds a thin veil of reality. The suicide story. It's the same thing with the red flag laws. If he doesn't come out and say, no, that's ridiculous. We're in America. We have the right to hold guns. You're going to take somebody's due process. That's un-American. It's against the Bill of Rights. If he does not come out and say that, then he is holding that lie together. That's why it's important.
Until this tweet today.
Tweet. Get in front of a press conference and say it. then I'll be happy. I love Donald Trump.
I know you do. I know.
You know, but
I love him more.
But I love you too. But I'm not gonna be happy if you went on the camera and start talking about red flag laws.
I wouldn't do it.
Bingo. You wouldn't do it. That's my point. You wouldn't do it.
So, but I'm not a politician.
We're gonna agree to disagree on this.
Okay. Oh, I was just trying to stir it up. That's all I was trying to do.
Mission accomplished. Do you know how many in this article it goes into this? Do you know how many states already have some type of red flag statute? It's not law. It's not a law.
Yeah,
it's against the Bill of Rights. That means it's null and void.
How many states? I would have to say 17.
Wow, you were really close. 18.
Wow, that was just a guess.
That was really good. And there's a lot of new gun control measures proposed in 26 states. But 18 states now have some form, some various level of red flag, quote-unquote, law. It's not a law. Under the 5th, and this article also says under the 5th and 14th. This is such the problem. And I'm going to read this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to read this to you.
Okay.
You tell me where the problem is. Under the 5th and 14th Amendments, due process clauses are in place to act as a safeguard from arbitrary denial of life, liberty, or property by the government outside the sanction of law. In spite of what officials and the media claim, when a person is stripped of their constitutional rights, albeit temporarily, without being given the chance to make their own case based on what can be entirely arbitrary accusations, this is the removal of due process. What's wrong with that couple sentences of that paragraph?
Rights.
Right, constitutional rights.
Right.
We do not have constitutional rights.
Right.
Your rights cannot be taken
away.
They can only be violated.
That's right.
Why is that, Uncle Kevin? Why could your rights never be
taken? Because they're given to us by God.
Thank you. This is the American ideal. This is the, we do not, even people who are writing on this subject and who are pro-gun, pro, don't understand this concept. And this
well,
lingo,
took it out of
this language.
In the 1970s. How can you expect them to?
Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that, you know, you're talking to your grandchildren. I hope you tell, like my grandfather did to me. Danny, do you know what makes America different from every country? No, Grandpa, I don't know what. Because in America, your rights come from God, not man, and man can't take them away. I hope that you say that to your children or grandchildren so that they know that. No mm-hmm. matter what they're going through, they understand that. I hope so. Keep going with the news. New York Times staffer, excuse me, New York Times, that bastion of independent free media. Oh, I'm gagging. Staffer, New York Times staffer pleads with newsroom, quote, and I'm quoting them, "We're not effing," except he didn't use the word, he used the whole word.
Yeah.
"We're not effing part of the resistance." Basically, the New York Times takes a lot of heat from the right for just existing. But this week, things turned majorly introspective at a newsroom meeting in which a staffer told his coworkers that they all need to remember that they're not part of the left-wing movement. That they even needed a reminder speaks volumes. Basically, you need to report the news.
Yeah, exactly. You need to be independent.
You know,
but that guy who stood up was wrong because they are part of the left wing.
Well, they certainly act that way.
Yeah.
Certainly, you know, it's the same thing here when we're presenting news and people, we get emails, different things, what have you. And I was thinking about this. It's like Fox, you know, we report, you decide, unbiased news. There is no such thing as unbiased news.
There is
no such thing as unbiased news. I don't care.
Everybody puts a slant on it.
I can sit here. Okay. Here's two ways I can tell this story. Same story, and they're both 100% true. Okay. Anti-vaxxers today protested to get vaccine exemptions reinstated in the state. Okay? I can say that. That was completely true, right?
Right.
I can also say those who wish to have freedom of choice in their medical decisions want to that control over their children and are speaking out today and calling for politicians to join in them.
Yeah.
Both the things, both true, 100% true.
Yep.
I'm just
basically saying the same thing.
I'm presenting the facts,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, one slanted.
One has innuendos.
Yep.
They both do. They both have innuendos.
They both do.
They both have perspective, and they both have innuendos.
Yeah, one's on one side, one's on the other.
So we are biased news. Of course we're biased news. I'm biased toward the American ideal. Above everything, this show is about that American ideal and what you have, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be right back. More news. Dave, continue. I'm sorry, Dave. I totally forgot. We'll get you right on the other side. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. OxyC is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America-made just for you. Food storage I love to eat. Yum!
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Thepowermall.com, you know all about it. I was reading this article before we got going on. Did you hear about Columbia University? Somebody came and was putting a petition. It's kind of fake that they're just trying to see what people's reaction. And there was, crosswalks, there's a white symbol of a white person on the crosswalk. So they're saying they don't want oppressive white figures to be telling people what to do. So they wanted it to be removed and put some kind of rainbow or something other color. And they actually got people to sign this petition.
You can get people to sign anything.
It's just...
You put them under pressure and then they bend.
Well, I think people really feel that way. I don't think it's about pray here, sign this. I think it's people really feel that way. Anyway, at the Power Mall, we got great specials today. Now, I know there's a replay in shortwave, so early next week, I'm sure that's going to be in. But some of these sales are ending. Iron Earth, Strauss Heart Drops, we have on sale. All the things that Dr. Rogers recommends, the alpha lipoic acid R, the full spectrum vitamin E, vitamin D with that also, the detox cocktail and the phosphatidylcholine, these things are extremely important for you, for your health. And it is amazing how it doesn't happen overnight. It's not like a drug. You don't get immediate response. I mean, some of these things you see a quick response, but it doesn't take a very long time before you start to notice your health changing, and not just in a drug induced way, but in a just vitality, your energy, your vibration, all those things start to change at the Power Mall. The REM Sleep also and Strauss Heart Drops, you can sign up for auto ship, and then you could freeze your price. You get free shipping, you freeze your price, the whole nine yards over at the Power Mall. Helon and Lamb Cream from Ron Sally. Great interview with him last week. Check that out at thepowermall.com. Sales ending 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. And if you have never ordered from us, or it's been a while since you've ordered from us, hey, we really want to earn your business. We really think we got some great things for you to get. Maybe go to the Power Mall, maybe check it out. At the checkout, type in First 10, F-I-R-S-T-1-0, and you'll get a discount for being having your initial order. Or if you haven't ordered in a long time. Or if you call Jay, please tell her. Also, when you call Jay and it's busy, or you can't get an answer, that's our phone lines are busy, just leave a message. Hey, can you call me 1 o'clock? Can you call me, you know, and we'll try to get back to you at those times and make that work. We need a little bit of your cooperation there. We're getting a lot of orders. We're going to have to probably expand how we answer the phones. But we need your support. It's expensive to put this show on and broadcast on. So thank you so much for your purchases, your donations. You need to purchase these things. Believe me, you need to purchase these more than I need to be here talking about this. This is for you, ladies and gentlemen. This is for us. This is our communal effort here of independent thought, and part of it is fueled by money. We don't get checks from George Soros's. We get them from you.
I know. I sent them twice. I send him invoices.
To George?
To George. I have not had.
How much did you make it for?
$500,000.
Yeah, that's a good start.
That's what every company usually gets from him, $500,000.
Yeah, yeah.
Why can't he give it to me?
Why not?
I tried.
Great try.
Thank you.
We'll see how it goes. We're not going to hold our breath. ThePowerMall.com. Check that out. ThePowerMall.com. 877-817-9829. We do have a caller. He's been waiting patiently. I have to admit, I totally forgot that he was there. You got me fired up about these red flag laws. I totally lost my mind. But anyway, Dave in New York, you're live on the air. Dave in New York, what's on your mind, sir?
Hey, I don't mean to keep calling on all the time. It's not my plan to become part of the show every day or whatever, but
You call any time, Dave. You can call any time you want. Just go ahead. What's on your mind?
When you and Uncle Kevin give me the just got is when I just got a call. So if you guys would quit doing that, then I'd quit, you know, then all the time. But what's going on? Locally, I mentioned before, you have a locally independent, you know, radio station. Then they can talk about stuff that you can on a national level. And the other day, the hostess was saying, do you notice how when the warden, you know, screws up, it gets transferred. She goes, anybody else does something like that, you don't just get transferred. So I said to her, I said, I'll tell you what. I said, the prison guards that couldn't keep a log, you know, properly or whatever, if in the next couple of weeks one of them gets in a car accident and the other one, you know, meets some other demise, nobody's going to know about that. But the warden, I said, he's going to be transferred. He better be calling President Trump and say, please transfer me into your protective custody.
Very good.
Seriously, he's the next one to go, and it's not going to be the Romeo and Juliet thing. It's going to start out, he was so ashamed, you know, that he took the little suicide cocktail that he gives the prisoners when he executes them. This guy's got to get protective custody because he is going to be the next one to go, and that's just my
very, very good point. Now, Dave, I don't want you to call until Monday. Don't call again until Monday. That's it. You're on.
great to hear from you.
Yeah, it's always great to hear from you. Yep. Anybody, call anytime. So, thank you. Last thought. Is that it? Is that your point? I think it's a great point.
Yeah, we don't catch everything.
Yeah, he's gone. Let's get back to the news. Elizabeth Warren, she speaks to a crowd of hundreds in Franconia. They're in, is this New Hampshire? Yeah. New Hampshire polls. She's climbing and,
is she climbing under Pocahontas or her real name?
That's funny. This is what she said. You all have an extraordinary opportunity and responsibility in a primary here in New Hampshire. What opportunity is that, Elizabeth?
To vote?
She's been getting a lot of heat lately because she's been pointing to that Michael Brown hands up, don't shoot thing.
Yeah.
Where everybody pretty much except one or two people.
Yeah.
That was all the witnesses, everybody involved basically said that Michael deserved to be shot.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but basically,
yeah,
he needed to be shot for what was going on. Everybody.
Yeah.
But, and now politicians are using this as a tool, you know, as again, a racial, you know, dog signal, basically.
Hands up.
Yeah, basically it's a dog signal. There's also on the news, thepowerhour.com, you can check the news, there's a video of an armed citizen holding up a gas station assailant at gunpoint. He assaulted the clerk and somebody with a gun held him at gunpoint what till the police came.
Excellent.
You don't hear this
you
on
don't
CNN.
Hear that ever. I forget what the I used to remember, but there's like hundreds of thousands
of crimes
that
are
prevented or stopped by
yep. people owning guns.
Yep.
And of course, you know, the invasion by Japan was stopped by American mm-hmm. guns. And what else? What else has been stopped?
That's millions and millions of lives saved.
Activist post victory. This is a great story. California Supreme Court blocks sweeping search condition of minors' electronic devices and social media accounts. I am always puzzled, and even the school near where we live. It says something to the fact, you know, paraphrasing, that cars on this property can be subject to searches at any time. You know, basically something like that. I'm like,
you want to get sued?
What plan is this from? And well, let me just read some of the article. The California Supreme Court just rejected the government's attempt to require a youth probationer as a condition of release to submit to random searches of his electronic devices and social media accounts. The trial court had imposed the condition because the judge believed teenagers, quote, typically will brag about drug use on the internet, even though there was no evidence that the minor in this case, Ricardo P., had ever used any electronic devices in connection with any drug or illegal activity. Well, the ACLU and a couple of other filed amicus brief, and they won.
Awesome.
The judge can't impose mandatory looking into your electronic.
That's the Fourth Amendment. That's what that's for.
Well, you know, they're twisting the names. They're twisting the focus of it. So it's not that the Fourth Amendment is saying that. It's something else saying it, and then they'll be able to manipulate that. Yep. They're taking the focus off. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is up to us. We don't know about this generally. I'm speaking generally. This audience does, but mainly because we talk about it all the time. But the Bill of Rights, you look at those, that's law. The supreme law of the land.
Of the land.
Any law, quote unquote, statute that is in contradiction to the Bill of Rights
is repugnant.
And to the amendments of the Constitution is null and void. That's the Supreme Court has ruled that over and over. What's that? It's a very famous. Why can't I think of that? It's an extremely famous case.
It's gone.
Extremely famous case.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, Trump's real.
Marble versus Madison.
That's it.
Yeah.
Marbury versus Madison. That's right. I think it is. Yeah. Is repugnant to the is null and void.
That's exactly
so. These things are null and void, but yet that's why I'm so upset with Trump for not getting just saying this. It's null and void, but he gives it legitimacy by not saying it's. Anyway, don't get me on that.
Nope.
Washington Post: Trump's reelection now at the mercy of a slowing economy, and this is on Michael Snyder's article. I'm putting these two together. Is there a hidden political agenda? The mainstream media is suddenly full of stories about the coming recession. Now, Michael, it's not the mainstream media anymore. It's corporate media.
Yeah,
it's not mainstream.
It's commie media.
Well, it's corporate media, certainly. It's certainly corporate. All of a sudden, it seems like the mainstream media just can't stop talking about the coming recession.
Everything's slowing around all around the world.
Well, this is all true. But
the only ones that have plus bonds are America and I think Great Britain.
A big deal, ladies. And we talked about this. And that 2 days ago, that was the number one story on Drudge. And we talked about it before that. We're ahead on this. Joseph Meyer, the people we have, mm-hmm. the yield curve inverting and what that means. And I'm telling you. I'm sitting here. I mean, if this was Lost in Space, the robot would be going, danger, Will Robbins, mm-hmm. danger, Will Robbins. And, so now these things being used by the media now they've used everything else on Trump, Mueller, mm-hmm. but now they're going
to
use the recession.
Now they're gonna try to
I think this is the, to me, this is the most vulnerable, this is the thing that Trump is most vulnerable on. If the economy does not stabilize
if the Fed raises interest rates.
That would help him. Because then he has somebody to blame.
Right. Well, they got 6 more drops that they could do on the interest rates.
They're dropping the rates.
That's what I think.
They're going to limp along. This is my opinion. They're going to limp along until mm-hmm. the election. They're going to keep this thing to keep from the bottom falling. I mean, we may see crashes or we may see, you know, dips or we may see this signs of cracking, but you're not going to see any. anything major until after the election or very, very close.
I tend to agree with you on that.
That's what I think. I could be wrong. Mm-hmm. We'll see. Maybe it gets out of hand. Maybe we need to reform this, like Daniel Esselin said, sooner than later. Maybe we need that new Yalta meeting sooner than later. Another story, I've been saying this also. We've been saying, many people, this is important. I'm going to read this headline. According to the federal government, this is USDA statistics. This isn't some, you know, person in their basement saying this. According to the federal government, 19 million acres of farmland were not planted with crops this year.
I believe it.
19 million. Okay, to put it in perspective, that's the largest number they've ever recorded over the past, I don't know how many, a couple decades. Largest ever.
Mm-hmm.
How many were not planted last year? Do you know?
No.
2 million.
Oh, yeah.
This year is 19 million.
And that confirms my friend in Kentucky saying the grounds are too muddy to plant.
You're listening to this, and you know, I always like solutions because I don't like people to just feel overwhelmed and all these things, but you have to understand. There's things you can do. You are not powerless. Exactly. One of the things I'm trying to tell you, obviously, Numana Food, we sell Numana Food. My family started Numana. That's an option for you, but go to the grocery store, buy something. You don't want to buy Numana Food. It's a fantastic option. Numana Food is a fantastic option, for you to go to. Think about it. Go to the grocery store. Just buy something extra. Start thinking in terms of this. Start thinking in terms of the normal food buying cycle changing, because we're seeing it. I'm telling you, it is happening. It's not here maybe today, but it is right here on the horizon, unless something drastic changes real quick.
And it's happening all around the world.
It is. The weather is crazy. Oh, did you hear in, was it Michigan? 18 inches of hail?
Mm-hmm.
18, can you imagine going out your yard seeing 18 inches of hail on the ground?
Is this August?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's August. 18 inches of hail.
Yeah.
Climate activist Greta Thunberg. Did you hear this? She wants to take a trip on a boat, on a solar boat to basically bring attention to climate change.
Yep.
She didn't want to fly because that, That's
too much pollution.
Right. And I'll get to that in a second. Do you know how many people had to fly because of her trip?
Probably 100.
Six.
Oh, six.
No, six. Six at least that had to fly back and forth to help support her or do whatever.
Yeah, you got to have support as your trip.
I don't know what this, you know? This is so ironic, right? But here's what this article really freaked me out. A single flight from New York to Hamburg releases 1,800 kilograms of carbon dioxide, which equates to more than 3/4 of what each person is entitled to a year of global warming is to be halted at 2 degrees. So to let you know what global warming and climate change all is about, it's about control of decisions, control of life, control of industry.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're saying you take a flight and you just used up 3/4 of your allotted carbon credits or carbon, mm-hmm. Are you kidding me? Do you see what this, you
it's
see
insane.
What
the earth is getting greener because of carbon dioxide.
This, we have about 12 minutes, no, about 10 minutes. This Google whistleblower, do you have anything?
Oh, I like him.
Okay, what comes to your mind? Give a little background to the audience about what's going on, just a background.
I think he worked for Google for 9 years. He was got paid $260,000 in the last 3 years, I think, a year. And over the last 3 years, he saw that Google, all the accolades that they were saying, we do no evil, and he was just seeing the opposite. All of the algorithms that he was programming on and doing were to take people's rights away, and he finally couldn't live with the lie, and he came out and ratted out Google. Excellent for him, and then he was threatened.
His name is...
Voorhees, I think.
Zach Voorhees.
Yeah.
Yes, he says that... Basically, whatever you think Google's doing,
they're not.
It's worse.
Yeah. Ten times worse.
It's worse. They completely lied to Congress. They're completely surveilling. Mm-hmm. They're manipulating the elections. They're manipulating culture. They're manipulating all this. It's going on. Where's your boy, here with the executive order? I mean, if he needed evidence, if he needed a reason or
you
a point.
You just can't write an executive order without having a gajillion lawyers look over to make sure it's legal.
Okay, well, it's only been 3 years that we've been dealing with this, problem. That's all.
He's gathering evidence.
He's gathering evidence. Have him call me. Anyway, he wants some evidence.
No, have him call Voorhees.
Well, yeah, even better.
That's the guy to call.
Mother of all, the name of the article, Mother of All Google Whistleblowers Exposes Global Criminal Plan to Control All Information. So this isn't manipulating. We've said this on the show. Look, when I wrote the book, Forever 1776, great book. Get it, by the way.
I love it.
When we wrote the book, it was easy to find the research.
You can't see it.
Now it's, oh my God, it takes you an hour to find something that took like 2 minutes last time to find.
Yeah.
For real.
You cannot look it up on Google for the most part. You have to go to some other search engine.
Well, or you have to get lucky, or have to go to the fourth page and then click on and the
No.
Newly discovered organ may be lurking under your skin.
I've heard that. It's underneath your whole skin, correct?
Yes, it's a previously unknown sensory organ inside the skin.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So this is what you feel like if you get a shot or somebody takes blood and you feel that. This is this organ being punctured.
I don't know what it's called, but...
It's dubbed the... Funny you should ask. Dubbed the... Not, I'm going to try... See, Joyce was always good at the medical names. Right. See, I'm not so good at the medical names. Nociceptive glioneural complex. Oh, I did great.
You're
way better than I thought I would.
That was good.
Anyway, that's what it's called. I shouldn't have said anything. I did great.
Mm-hmm.
Albert Einstein couldn't have done better. Dr. Kevorkian couldn't have done any better.
Ooh. The poor doctor.
He's dead now.
His life was cut off too short.
Just in time. Anyway, let's move on. Activist post, Silicon Valley wants to read your mind. Yeah, we've been seeing that. Here's why you should be worried. Well, I don't need an article to tell me why I should be worried, but... Anyway, this is going into Neuralink is developing a brain implant to connect people's minds directly to a computer and vis-a-vis then the internet. Musk admits that he takes inspiration from science fiction and he wants to make sure humans can, quote, keep up with artificial intelligence. Well, at some point, then we're not human anymore, quote unquote. Human. I don't even like that word. But we're not human anymore. We become artificial intelligence ourselves. And that's why this idea of evolution is so...
Nonsense.
Well, not only that, it's so damning. Just think about it. Okay, we start with primordial soup and evolve and rise out of that, monkeys now to human. So we're evolving. We're escalating in our scope. Our horizons are broadening, right? When in reality, we've de-evolved. We've fallen. You know, that's the biblical. We've fallen.
Mm-hmm.
We've lowered ourselves. So one of those two is true. If the first one's true and that works, then this makes perfect sense. The next evolution is transhumanism. So we're going to evolve to transhumanism so we can escape all this whatever.
Yes, this world.
Right. So it's a false heaven. It's a false eternal life that's being offered. And that's my perspective. That's what I think it is. So I just wanted to point that out.
I concur.
I'm glad you concur. Discover the many benefits of wormwood to your health. I don't know if you ever thought of wormwood.
Yeah.
It's a perennial plant that may help suppress malaria.
Wormwood's very good. And my former wife, she took it regularly.
It may also provide beneficial effects against various health conditions such as Lyme disease. Self-heal herbs improve symptoms of diabetic neuropathy. You know what we've really seen help with diabetic neuropathy is that Strauss heart drops.
Strauss heart drops are amazing.
My friend, he sent a bottle to him. I talked to him. I got on the phone and said, "Hey, you got to check this out. You could use this because he's got diabetes and what have you. I think he's got a crease on his ear." And he called me yesterday, and he's only been taking for a little more than a week. And he says, "Oh my gosh, I felt something in my chest. I felt like you know." And we talked through it, and it went to what Wayne was saying a couple days ago. It's almost like something releases, like you feel a big release and you get blood flow now.
Yep.
So I'm very anxious to see how he does with his diabetes and such.
Yeah.
So we shall.
It's a great product. Great product.
We shall see. Why some doctors purposely misdiagnose patients. This is a freaky article.
I don't trust doctors for nothing.
This is the Atlantic.
Unless you break your arm.
Well, here's why I don't trust them. This article, this is a great article for that. It details it. It basically goes over, you know, you have a humanitarian purpose. You have a Hippocratic oath.
I don't even think they take the Hippocratic oath anymore.
I think it's less and less. So if that's your perspective and you want to help people, do no harm, help people, mm-hmm. what have you, that's your motivation. Okay. When that's gone and now there becomes a fiduciary obligation or you throw fiduciary enticements in front of somebody, I don't care what it is. If you throw a financial incentive in front of them, then you can guarantee
they're going to lean to that financial incentive.
You can guarantee that's going to increase.
Right.
So basically this story details this one doctor, Awad is his name, who basically had a cottage industry going, meeting his bonuses of diagnosing certain MRIs and certain prescriptions.
Maladies.
Or what have you. Yeah, and it's not big. I mean, it's not little money.
No, big money.
I mean,
money.
His salary can go from like $150,000 to like $400,000 by him doing this.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think he's got a financial vested interest?
Of course, he's going to find. Hey, you got whatever.
And so it's a crazy article. You may want to check it out. It's a little more, it's even more nefarious than I've let on there. But basically, if you have a financial fiduciary incentive that is thrown in your face and bonuses given for different things, where do you think this is going to go?
I'd rather trust Sherry Rogers.
Lyme disease is baffling even the experts. Another story from the Atlantic. Cass Ingram having him on with North American Urban Spice, mm-hmm. Oreganol. The Bone Active. That's another great products over at the Power Mall. Don't forget about those.
Yeah, if you're not feeling well and you think you got Lyme disease or
spirochetes. They spiral down into your tissues.
Exactly. And for I don't know, what did he say? 4 or 5 bottles of the stuff you can, you know, if you have it, you're gonna get rid of it.
A few months.
Yeah, a few months.
The Bone Active, the Purely C, the
So it's not going to cost
oregano.
You know, you go to the doctor, you go and get an MRI, it's $10,000. You know, what's a couple bottles of oregano?
Even if you have health insurance, you still got copay. Most people have copays. You're better off trying this. Again, this is not medical diagnosis, ladies and gentlemen. We're not doctors. But
just try.
But, you know, what do you got to lose?
That's what I said.
There's the music coming on. Wow. Every time I hear that song, I think of Joyce bobbing mm-hmm. back and forth. Listen to this. I'll get out of here early so you can listen to the song. We got a great lineup for coming for next week. It's always good to talk to you. We believe in you. We believe in you, ladies and gentlemen. We pray for you. We really work hard for you to be here and present the best show, and hopefully it helps you in your life. I personally, my family, Uncle Kevin, I know I speak for everybody. We want you happy. We want you healthy, we want you successful, and we want you free, just as God intends you to be. And buy from the good guys, support us, you're in the right place. It's all about the truth. All these things, they're not just taglines. They're who we are and what we do. And so glad that you are part of it. So spread the message, spread the show. We're getting a lot of new listeners. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next week.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well.